And you're listening to The Naked Scientists. Still to come, we'll hear about the cocktail of gut bacteria that can fight back against infection with Clostridium difficile, or C. diff. And we'll return to our topic of ugly conservation to find out why we should preserve parasites. But first, faults in mitochondria, the so-called powerhouse of a cell, are the cause of a number of human disorders. Now, researchers in Oregon have demonstrated successful replacement of mitochondrial DNA in egg cells that then developed into healthy animals. Mitochondria are passed down from mother to child, and errors in mitochondrial DNA, which is also called mtDNA, can lead to a range of conditions including heart failure, muscle weakness and blindness. It's thought that these errors may affect as many as 1 in 200 children, but it seems that around 1 in 5,000 show evidence of disease at birth, and there are currently no cures and no treatments that do anything other than alleviate the symptoms and delay disease progression.
So what can we do?
Well, an ideal solution would be to try and avoid inheriting damaged mtDNA at all. And to this end, Masahito Tachibana from the Oregon Health and Science University and his colleagues have been researching ways to replace faulty mitochondria in human egg cells, which are also called oocytes, with healthy ones from a healthy donor.
OK, so that sounds good. How are these researchers actually trying to do this?
Well, at the moment, they are using donated human oocytes, egg cells, and they are extracting what's called the genomic DNA. Now, that's the general DNA that makes you unique. And they implant that into an egg that has healthy mitochondria, but has had its own genomic DNA removed. So you're essentially shifting all of the DNA that makes you from one egg cell into another one. Those eggs are then fertilised by IVF, and they're allowed to form blastocysts, which are bundles of cells that could potentially go on to form a human embryo. Now, around half of these cells fertilised normally, and they then went on to produce a similar number of stem cells compared to control cells that hadn't had this DNA transplant but were fertilised in the same IVF process. And this has actually been described as three-parent IVF, because the nuclear, which is the genomic DNA, and the mitochondrial DNA came from two different women.
So did it lead to healthy babies?
Well, at the moment, there are some serious ethical concerns about actually allowing these eggs to then develop into humans. So they were stopped at the blastocyst stage once we had enough information about how they were forming. But previous work has been carried out on eggs from macaque monkeys who are genetically relatively similar. And they transplanted the DNA in the same way. They then implanted those eggs into female macaques. And these have now developed into fully healthy three-year-old macaque monkeys that show all of the same sort of health markers as normal monkeys that haven't had the same transplant process. And so the researchers who wrote this in the journal Nature now call for more research into the safety and efficacy of this type of research so that hopefully we can move forward into clinical trials.